We're going to start a new series this evening, looking at the Apostles' Creed, so I'm just going to introduce that before we have our reading. In the springtime of the church, just after the Apostles had died, many individual churches drew up what they called a rule of faith. Now, this was a summary of what the Apostles had taught. The Apostles had personally founded or been active in many churches, and the rule of faith which those churches drew up was considered of great value and authority. If we compare the different rules of faith from different churches, we find they all pretty much say the same thing. There's a large measure of unity and agreement. The rule of faith was very helpful to the young churches of Christ, as they now had to make their way in the world without the apostles. Now, of course, they had the Bible, or at least the Old Testament, and they were in the process of collecting together the writings of the apostles, ultimately as the New Testament. But the rule of faith did serve a great purpose. If someone came to your church claiming to give you the teaching of the Bible, and that teaching contradicted the rule of faith, you could immediately say, oh, wait a minute, that can't be right. How can that be a faithful interpretation of the scriptures when it contradicts the rule of faith? We know what the apostles taught. Here it is in our rule of faith. So this teaching you're giving us, denying that God the Father made the universe, denying maybe that Jesus Christ was a real man of flesh, or that he really physically died, or that he really physically rose again, and so on. This we know is not a faithful interpretation of what the apostles taught, because it certainly wasn't what they taught our church. Out you go. Now, the Apostles' Creed is just simply the rule of faith that was used in the Western, Latin-speaking half of the Roman Empire by the congregation that worshipped in the capital city itself, that is, Rome. You see, the congregation in Rome was the only one in the Western half of the Roman Empire that had any historical connection with the apostles and their ministry. So the rule of faith they used in the congregation worshipping there in Rome became the standard for all the Western churches. And at some point it acquired this nickname, the Apostles' Creed. So that's what we're looking at, the summary of apostolic teaching found in this very early confession of faith. Now, the Apostles' Creed received a new lease of life at the time of the Reformation in the 16th century. Martin Luther wrote a famous catechism, the Small Catechism, which is the Lutheran equivalent of the Westminster Shorter Catechism. And a large chunk of Luther's Small Catechism is an exposition of the Apostles' Creed. John Calvin did the same in the catechism that he wrote, the Geneva Catechism. Let me just quote from Calvin's catechism. Question: I now wish you to tell me in a few words what the sum of this knowledge is, the knowledge of truth. Answer: it is contained in the confession of faith, or rather, formula of confession, which all Christians have in common. It is usually called the Apostles' Creed, because from the beginning of the church it was always received among all the godly, and because it either fell from the lips of the apostles, that's not likely actually, or was faithfully gathered out of their writings. And then Calvin's catechism expounds the Apostles' Creed at some length. So the creed was, as it were, baptized into the Reformation. And then in a more recent time, C.H. Spurgeon once told with warm approval the story of one of the Protestant martyrs, which included this from the noble martyr: "You have this day condemned me to death. Now I freely admit that I am a poor sinner, but positively deny that I am a heretic, because from my heart I believe and confess all that is contained in the Apostles' Creed," which he thereupon repeated from beginning to end.